This title for today, I kind of copied it from this Bible book. Chapter 12 of Daniel is titled as The Resurrection of the Dead. Interesting thing is that if you'd like to be resurrected, you have to meet the first condition. You know what that is? Yeah, you need to die. So, this resurrection, the theme of resurrection, coming back to your body. I believe this is a very strong Christian theme. And let me ask you maybe another question. If you were to die today, where do you think your spirit end up? Tomorrow, 3 days later, a week later. Let's say you're good and you have done everything good. God loves you, all that. Where do you think your spirit will end up? Heaven? That's what Jesus taught, but that's not what the church taught for 2,000 years. The mainline Christian theology does not really approve what Jesus is teaching in the gospel. I am very clear, all my studies kind of shows that somehow this almost 1,500 years of development in Christology, second coming, last judgment, and even the creation of purgatory is not exactly aligned with what Jesus is telling in Gospels. So, if we dare to ask, who's wrong? You can find your own answers for that. But if I were to die today, if I believe in the teachings of church, if I'm a Catholic, I'm going to purgatory. If I'm Protestant, I'm more troubled because I have no place to go. And I have to wait until the second coming, which the disciples waited and thought, even great Peter thought that it's going to happen within his time. Didn't happen. So it was like any minute now, any minute now, and that's been about 2,000 years. So is that what really Jesus was teaching? Again, we all have freedom to understand the Bible scripture the way that compels and really meets our heart. So I'm not saying you should go this way or that way, but if you really read the Gospels with open heart, Jesus says something entirely different than what the church dogma has been teaching people. And what Jesus was teaching, in a way, in one word, if you summarize that into one word, that's love. And love is the hardest thing to really understand. I have lived in such a life, I believe it has been a blessing now, but at the time it was not. My parents divorced when I was 3, and after that, literally, I had nobody who's really loving me. Or, let's put it this way to be fair, I have never felt love. They may claim they loved me, but I never felt it. And that kind of led me into another side that I realized when I was 19, I didn't really love anything. Would you like to be in a moment where the world, the state of being, you kind of see that no human being really loves you, and you don't really love anybody either? Or sometimes you feel like you don't really love anything either. I think that's quite close to being dead. More dead than death of the body. So, today's message kind of, or sharing, I'd like to say it that way better, is the way I felt my resurrection, meaning I felt I died, I came back to life. It aligned with kind of first knowing, understanding, finding, experiencing, knowing, understanding, finding, experiencing something you call love. That's very hard. When I entered the school called New Church, Academy of New Church College, where I studied Swedenborg's theology, and one semester I was taking class with the book called Divine Love and Wisdom, and I asked the professor, what's the book about? Professor told me that it's about the inner nature of God, Creator. And the very first sentence caught my eyes. I froze right there. Love is life. And I had no idea what it meant. What does that mean? So I studied. I mean, if you have a question, you're curious, ancient people says that answers could be found in the books, right? I read books. Problem is that among many things, love is the thing that you can learn from books. See, it doesn't matter how many books you read, how many understandings you get, how deeply you get into, how well you can explain logically, you still don't get it unless you feel that, experience that in your heart. So love is not here, but here. To really realize that, it took me about 4 years. And accepting the necessity of that probably took another 2 years. But yet still, the world is very interesting. And loving actions, so I learned two principles to do loving actions. Even if you don't really have it in your heart, but with your understanding, you know what's the right thing to do. Two things. I'm clear that it's good for that person, and that's really good. Two, I have nothing to gain out of it. Then it could be considered as a loving action, because you're doing it purely for the sake of the person. You do know it's good for the person, and you're not gaining anything out of it. You may lose your time, sometimes your money, sometimes more than that. That's why my proposal to my wife, she, I believe, still having a hard time accepting it fully, is that I think I found my heart, and I need you. I want to live with you. And she didn't get it, what I meant for that. But that's what I exactly meant. I felt alive. When I told her that I love you, I felt like something's happening, you know, in your heart. And I felt like, wow, this is really great. Amazing. So this is how it really feels like to love somebody. I get it. And there's love coming from her, too. And I agree. Love is life. And in that is God. And then I have those two children. So I often, this is my way of describing, is I felt my son was born into my heart. I didn't know exactly what I meant by that, but that's what I said. Felt like he really came into my heart and make it more alive. But then when my daughter was born, I said, it feels like she's born out of my heart. I really didn't know what that meant. It took me actually a couple of years to understand. Just seeing her delights me. It doesn't matter what she does. She poops, she pees, delightful. you know, I mean, have you ever felt that feeling? Like, she messes up with my phone, my... I don't know. It delights me. Her existence delights me. And I'm really thankful to God that I can have such an experience. That, wow, there's love in me. That's amazing. And the best thing is, I get it all. And often, my son, daughter says, I love you, Dad. And my response is, I love you so much, you have no idea. You have no idea. Why? For me, so if you are loved by your parent, thank God for that. And also thank your parents. You have good siblings, good relatives, you thank to God for that. And also thank to them too. Be thankful in what you have in this relationship of love. Because after all, that's all that matters. After all, that's what makes you really feel alive. So I had experience that I felt like I came back to life again. And I still remember that moment very clear. It is indescribable in human language. It just felt amazing, you know? You know, I'm not really that much of an emotional person in a lot of ways. I'm known as very calm, which is true. But whenever I talk about my wife and my children, there is this thing that is like pumping into my heart and it almost wants to come out. And I can't stop it. But yet, love can also be something that with which we hurt each other, with which we misunderstand each other. So expressing love has to be careful, thoughtful, and above all, wise. You have to be wise. I learned it backward, actually. Yeah, because I learned how to properly love without having this real pumping power coming into. But most of us, most humans, learn it from that, and then afterwards, you learn how to properly love. You do have love. And after that, I look back into my life again. I had plenty of love present. Plenty of it. Simply because I didn't feel it doesn't mean love was absent. You know? Simply because I don't comprehend it, it doesn't mean it wasn't there. It was there. It was just in a form that I was not really, I don't know. The word, you know, I was not exactly expecting it that way. Like if you want love to be square, when it comes into the circle way, you said that's not love. It has to be square. But love is infinite. Love is formless. Love is life. So, to you, my encouragement and advice in this Easter, I hope you think about this matter, this experience, this reality that we call love. And have a reflection that how truthful are you in truly experiencing it and accepting it and expressing it. You know, I'm 45 this year and life is short. There's one thing that I certainly don't want to regret at the end of my life. You know what that is? I do not want to regret I didn't say enough I love you to my children. I didn't express my love to my wife. And even to many of you, I do not want to regret that for whatever reason it is, I hold back my love for somebody, I do not want to regret that. The rest, honestly, I don't care. You know? So may God bless you all in this experiencing, understanding, and expressing wisely the love that God is pouring into your heart. Amen. Amen.